opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our Squawkcast. This podcast is about schooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
And welcome to our
Squawkcast.
Hey, this is episode number
69.
Woohoo! And today's date is August 30th.
It is.
So we're super happy to have you listening today. Thank you, everybody, for listening last week. We were a little bit sort of out of the loop, so it was our first podcast back in quite some time, and it went pretty well.
It's going to take us a little bit to get back into our groove.
What have we got on the lineup today, Jill?
Well, we've got some Nest news coming up. We have some under our wing questions coming up. We have some wing feathers coming up.
And also what's hatching.
That's
so I
right.
think we have a fair bit to tackle.
I'm tired. Can we just sort of nudge it, not tackle it?
Oh, I don't know. Come on. We didn't have coffee today.
No.
Because Cool FM showed up.
Yes.
And so we had Sunripe iced tea.
Yeah.
And I think I had two of them. So I feel a bit jiggly.
Well, I had one of them and then I misplaced one. So it's still somewhere around and I'll work it when I find it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, big shout out to Cool FM for coming out to our event. We really appreciate the support and the treats.
Yeah. It was nice having them.
Hey, let's jump into some bird brain.
Okay.
There's an article sitting right here.
Right here.
And it's by Laura Grace Weldon. And she is the author of Free Range Learning, mm-hmm. a book that we love, recommend, awesome book.
If we had the time, the energy, and the know-how, we would have written that one.
Yeah.
But she did it, and she did such a good job.
She did. So the article is called Reading Has to Do with Play. Mm-hmm. And it was written in 2016, mm-hmm. but I think the advice inside of it is quite timeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that she points out is reading readiness and
reading advancement.
Thank you. Has little or nothing to do with educational apps, toys, or enrichment programs.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot more to do with how kids move their bodies, mm-hmm. enjoying stories, and taking part in conversations,
mm-hmm.
and play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, play is super important.
Yeah.
So if you are looking to start your new year off right,
mm-hmm.
then you need to think about how you are encouraging your children to read.
Yeah.
Or get ready to read.
And it can turn up in so many different ways. And anything from, remember million years ago when our kids took hula lessons? And the little stories they would tell with the different motions?
Absolutely. But something like that is getting them ready to tell stories,
mm-hmm.
and for understanding how stories are created,
mm-hmm.
and then how to read stories and understand the parts of stories.
Yes.
So for sure, that's something that is about reading readiness.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other piece that's really important is that they need mm-hmm. to be read to every day. Do you remember all the wonderful stories that we used to share with our kids? And sometimes we even cheated.
Yeah.
We put in book tapes or
audiobooks.
MP3s.
Oh my gosh. Love those in the car.
But just including your kids in daily mm-hmm. conversations,
mm-hmm.
adult type conversations, where you're talking about groceries or you're talking about your day's events, things like that, that engage them in regular type of conversation.
Well, conversation and letting them know that you're maybe getting the information from something you're reading. And we all tend to, in our house, when my kids all were around, now they're grown-ups, would often sit in the living room and we would have, you know, tablets or our laptops. And we'd often be watching a movie at the same time and somebody would say, hey, who's that? And so one of them would look them up, tell us what happened to them. Sometimes on Facebook, you'll see silly news stories. And you'll read about it, and you'll read it out loud, and then discuss it. Yeah, it's good. They see you're reading for information and then discussing it with them.
Yeah, so all of those kinds of activities that you might do each and every day
mm-hmm.
help to get your child ready
mm-hmm.
to read
mm-hmm.
and to have a very successful year. Hey, let's move on to some Nest news.
Yes.
So a couple of things have happened. We already alluded to the fact that we had Cool FM on site today.
Yep.
But why were they on site today?
Because we had Kites and Crafts today.
Our last summer event.
I know. And you know what? It was perfect. The breezy day was perfect.
It was.
It wasn't super windy. They could still make their kites and not fight the wind too much. But oh my goodness, them running around in the front with their kites was so cute.
It was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just had an open house and want to thank all the people who showed up for that and all the staff who toured people around.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed today's open house, don't panic because we have another one coming up on September 14th.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I can't make that one, Jill? September 14th, 10 to 1:30. What if I can't make that one?
You know what? If you just show up on a time that we're open, check the calendar on our website.
Right. Tuesday to Friday.
That's right.
Nine till three. Yeah. And we say three because you need about an hour for a tour.
You do. And, you know, because we chat. And then, and so you're welcome to come down and we'll take care of you.
Sounds good. The other thing, we had some more honey extraction going on this week.
We did. Oh my goodness. It's amazing how good the kitchen smells. You wouldn't really think honey smells that much, but the wax and the honey, it just smells delicious.
It does. So we have about 100 jars.
We
if you are interested in some honey, it is $8 a jar, and you have to come down for that. So you need to come to 320 19th Street Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Phoenix Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, feel free to check out our website at phoenixfoundation.ca.
Yeah. And remember, all the honey you buy goes to help sustaining our beehives and our students' learning.
Absolutely. Speaking of students' learning, how about we take our listeners under our wings?
Okay.
Flap, flap, flap. Okay, so people have been asking lots of different questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd take a minute to answer some of those questions and maybe help you better understand the kinds of things that go on here at Phoenix.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Miss Diana.
Yes, Miss Jill.
Can I homeschool for kindergarten?
No. Kindergarten is an on-site program, and it's 2 days a week here, Tuesday to Thursday. Tuesday and Thursday. There we go. Otherwise, that would
I'm
be
like,
3 days.
Wait a minute.
But it is a regular kind of program. Mm-hmm. Homeschooling starts in grade one.
Yep.
We do have 3 spots left in our kindergarten program, so if you are interested, Tuesday and Thursday, all day, 9 till 3:05. Mm-hmm. Also includes $548, which is the transportation grant, to help you get to and from Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Diana.
Yeah, you over there in the corner.
How many courses am I allowed to take? Because I love everything here.
Indeed. And you are amongst the many. So there are lots and lots of classes. If you are part of our Blend Ed program, you actually get 30 classes included in your program or 6 blocks of 5 classes. Hence 30. 6 times 5. 30. Got it.
Woo! Wait a minute. We had a math discussion earlier. Did not go well.
So those are all included in the Blend Ed program. Mm-hmm. If, however, you want more, you're totally welcome to purchase as many classes as you like. If you're a home education family, you are totally welcome to take any of the classes that we have open spots for. You just register for those at the front desk and pay the fee and away you go.
Excellent. I'm taking everything.
Yeah. We've had quite a few people who actually registered for everything.
Yeah.
Miss Diana.
Spread
nice
out
change.
And be a crowd.
Nice change.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
When do I need to have my ed plan into you?
Okay, so this is only for home education students. You need to have your ed plan in as soon as possible, preferably before October 5th. You need help writing your ed plan. You've never written one before. You have no idea what the schedule of outcomes are, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to book an appointment with your learning coach, and they will help you write an ed plan.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, your ed plan needs to include the outcomes from the schedule that you're addressing, what kinds of activities and things you plan to do, what resources you intend to use, how you'll know that your child is learning, or what kinds of evaluation or assessment. Basically, any other information you want us to know. That's the basis of an education plan. It is really important that you include the vast majority of the resources that you intend to use, especially if you want to be reimbursed for any of those purchases. But we have a template. So if you don't already have a template or a copy of that, you can download it from our website, or we'll be happy to email or send you one.
What if I came in and talked to my teacher to plan my home ed plan and things, because I needed some help, and found out, you know, I think I'd actually rather do the blend ed program because I really like our teacher and I think we could actually use a little more structure and support. So yeah. when can I make that change?
So you have right up until September 28th, which is count day. That is the last day you have to register here in the province of Alberta. And that choice will define how the province pays schools. Mm-hmm. So if you are registered in our blended program on that day, then the province will pay accordingly. Mm-hmm. You can always drop down to home education, but you can't go back up. So it's really important that you chat with your coach as soon as possible and pick out the program that is right for you and your family.
Okie dokie.
Miss Diana.
The Schoology is not working. I keep trying these things and it's driving me nuts. Help.
Okay, well, that could be twofold. First of all, if you're on a home education program, you do not have a Google login and you do not have access to Schoology. If you are in our blended or online program, then you need to have a Google login and you need to have access to Schoology. So you will be issued a Phoenix email address, and that will be your first name, last name at phoenixfoundation.ca. Then you need to log into Google and type in the password that you've been given. That will pop up and it will make sure that it's all operational and working properly. And once you've done that, then you can go to our Schoology site, which is phoenix.schoology.com, and log in with your Google password and credentials. So that will be your first name, last name at phoenixfoundation.ca.
How am I going to remember all this? Is there something I could come to that would help me?
Totally. Good segue.
Do you like that?
I totally like that. So if you're not sure how to manage all of this, then we're going to recommend that you come next week to our Getting Started workshops. And you can look on our website to register there or go to bookwen.com/Calgary. Bookwen.com/Calgary. Check out the Getting Started workshops and we will teach you how to use Google and how to use Schoology.
And feel free to bring your own laptop or tablet device and you can get going right on your own device.
Absolutely. That's an excellent idea. And if you don't have a device, we will happily rent you one for $99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Best deal in town.
I know. Okay. Miss Diana, what do we do at lunch?
Well, lunch is short here. Mm-hmm. So lunch is always from 12 to 12:30 mm-hmm. each and every day. You'll want to grab your lunch, find a table mm-hmm. and chow down because things start right away at 12:30. Mm-hmm. If your parent is not here and you've left your child for the day and they are not capable of looking after themselves for lunch, then you'll need to hire our school chef. She's available for $5 per child per lunch mm-hmm. to make sure that your child eats and is supervised. Mm-hmm. You can arrange for that at the front desk every day mm-hmm. If you need it. Otherwise, like I said, grab your lunch, eat quickly.
Mm-hmm. Serious question here.
Okay, last one.
This is important.
Okay.
Okay. If we homeschool our kids, can they ever go back to regular school?
Totally. Phoenix provides lots of support, structure. We do teach the Alberta Program of Studies. So if at any point your student does need to go back to a more traditional brick and mortar school, they will be absolutely ready to do so. Hey, Ben, is that you? Ben's our comfort dog, and he is trying to tell Miss Jill that he needs a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like meetings and podcasts.
No, he doesn't. Ben, are you okay? But we could read to you. He likes it when kids read to him.
He does. He also likes it when they give me the carrots.
Okay, Ben, we'll finish up here shortly.
It's time for wing feathers.
So today's wing feather is handed out to Carly mm-hmm. From Western General Financial. Mm-hmm. She is our insurance rep. She mm-hmm. stopped by today to make sure that all our needs were covered, including our ice cream needs.
I know. This was a very important need, and it was very well planned.
Mm-hmm. So big shout out to Miss Carly for bringing us treats. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being our amazing insurance agent.
Always good to see you.
Last but not least,
what's hatching?
Yeah, there's some more things hatching. We already talked a little bit about the Getting Started workshops next week. They're a little bit different because parents and students come for those ones. Mm-hmm. Blended or online kids, you're totally welcome to come. Mm-hmm. But what basically happens is the kids meet their teachers mm-hmm. and have some crafts and activities and mm-hmm. some games. Mm-hmm. And in the other room, I'm teaching parents how to use Schoology and Google Apps for Education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's nice because then the kids aren't quite as wondering, where do I go? Where do I go when their classes? They've already kind of got the lay of the land.
Yeah. They know where the bathrooms are mm-hmm. and all the important things.
And parents know how to log on to Schoology.
Exactly. All the important things. Mm-hmm. Also next week, kindergarten classes start. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't yet received any information from us regarding your kinder kid and when they come to school, mm-hmm. it is staggered entry for the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So there's roughly 6 or 7 kids each day. Some come on Tuesday, some come on Wednesday, some come on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And they have an opportunity in a small group to get to meet our kindergarten teacher, mm-hmm. understand the kindergarten room, and how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
It is. And we do have 3 spots left. And even though our kinder classes are staggered entry coming in, give a call because there still might be room for you if you miss next week.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
We will take kindergarten kids all the way up till September 28th. Mm-hmm. Okay. But having said that, mm-hmm. on Friday of next week, mm-hmm. September 7th, we are closed.
Yes, we are.
Why?
Because we're having a staff meeting.
Right. It's our all-day staff meeting from hell.
All of our staff look so forward to this every single year.
Yeah. It's where we go over our emergency plans, our contracts. We learn how to stab and jab, you mm-hmm. know, for EpiPens and things like that.
Yep.
Everybody's a little sore after that day.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't practice so much.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay, guys, well, if you need anything, please make sure you give us a shout, 403-265-7701, or you can email us at info@phoenixfoundation.ca, or you can come by.
Yeah, we're
totally.
Here.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Yeah.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
And we are wishing you
a high flying kite day.
Jill, you're full of wind today.
Yes, I am.
Phoenix is a nonprofit organization that operates with grants from Alberta Education and donations from good people like you. Phoenix happily accepts used curriculum, toilet paper, and cash.